Saffron's gone when the lovers lose.
Adventures of Saffron Star, Episode 5, Lair of the Lizard Queen. Let us join glamorous space smuggler Saffron Star and her rabbit man co-pilot Buzz Minnie as they stagger out of their ship, the Reckless Venture, onto the surface of a strange alien world.
Buzz, did you not see that mountain as we were coming into land?
Sorry, Saffron. The nav computer was busy playing five-dimensional Tetris. Still, you know what they always say. Any landing you can crawl away from covered in blood is a good landing.
What sort of an idiot says that?
My uncle Stumper, the shuttle pilot, says it all the time. Well, he did until he crashed headlong into that asteroid. He doesn't say much of anything now, outside of the odd seance.
Well, anyway, we're here, and the Reckless Venture hasn't taken too much damage. Of course, that mermaid hood ornament you bought has been smashed to pieces.
What? Miranda? No!
Oh, pull yourself together. Now that we're on solid ground, we can get to work on repairing the meta drive.
Saffron, by solid ground, I take it you mean the swamp the ship is sinking into?
Great cosmic catastrophes, Buzz. Quick, get your shoulder under the rear exhaust tubes. We've got to push her up onto dry land.
There, she's safe now. Good thing this is a low-gravity planet, so the ship only weighs 5 or 6 metroplinks.
Unfortunately, now we're sinking into the swamp.
Yeah, bad luck, that.
Saffron Star, wind of outer space.
Hey, Saffron, we've not drowned. What happened?
Well, Buzz, while you were passing out from panic-induced asphyxia, some natives tossed a pair of lassos over us and hauled us to safety.
You mean those green scaly boats with the long tails?
Yes, Buzz. They must be the lizard men of the lost planet.
Thanks for the assist, guys.
Grugalug.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Grugalug.
They're speaking in an obscure lizard dialect. But don't worry, they have translato balloons floating over their heads.
You're right. All we have to do is puncture the balloons to get the translation. Good thing I haven't bothered to sharpen my claws in a while.
Sisagag, lore!
Oh, for cosmos sake, it's just translated it into another obscure lizard dialect.
Grugalug!
Grugalug!
Actually, Saffron, from the way they're poking us with their spears and pointing, it's pretty clear they want us to go this way.
That must be our destination up ahead, at the foot of that volcano. A primitive wooden structure with a pair of gnome statues guarding the entrance. It looks like some sort of temple.
If you ask me, it looks more like a really big garden shed.
Look, the door is opening.
All right, you can stop poking us. We're going in.
Saffron Star, wind of outer space.
Actually, the decor in here is surprisingly tasteful.
It is if you like Baroque Middle Empire retro gothic, which nobody does.
Speak for yourself, bunny boy. I love it.
Hang on. Who's that climbing out of that bath of white viscous fluid?
Saffron, it's her!
Yes, it's Allura, vampire queen of the Lost Nebula.
That's Allura, goddess queen of the Reptilia Prime, if you don't mind. I've reinvented myself, and I'll have you know that this white liquid is extremely expensive Titanotrop's milk.
It's a bit of a small tub, isn't it?
Yes, well, the stuff's very hard to come by. The Titanotrops usually kills a couple of dozen lizard men while they're milking it. But how did you get here? The last time we saw you, you were plunging into the centre of a black hole generated by a malfunctioning mega weapon of indescribable destructive power. Yes, that's right, Saffron Star. Thanks to you, I went shooting through a wormhole and ended up on this dump of a planet.
Garagalag!
Oh, stop being so sensitive. It's a dump and you know it. I've been quite starved of company, so in spite of everything, I'm actually quite glad to see you two. A space girl and an overgrown rabbit. I can't say that's going to be much of an orgy.
If you think we're going to pander to your warped pleasures, you've got another thing coming, you lactose-loving trollop.
Well, I suppose I could just have the lizard men toss you into the lava pit. That would be fun too.
Saffron, maybe it wouldn't hurt to play along, you know, just for a bit.
Buzz, it's time for you to do that special thing your people do.
What? You mean drop little pellets all over the carpet? I don't see how that will help.
No, you fool. I mean emit a high-frequency squeal that jams the neural pathways of lizards. And with any luck, vampires as well.
I can hear you, you know. I'm not deaf.
Not to worry, you vampireness. We can't really do that. It's just an urban legend.
What's that terrible rumbling noise?
Garagalag!
Oh, honestly, would you believe it? What a ridiculous time for the volcano to erupt.
Garagalag! Garagalag!
Stop running around in a panic, you reptilian idiots, and somebody fetch me my robe!
Quick, Buzz, this is our chance to escape.
Saffron Star, wind of outer space.
Well, Buzz, we've made it back safely to the ship.
Whew, I wouldn't say safely, Saffron. There's a tidal wave of volcanic lava coming right for us.
There's no time to warm up the thrusters for takeoff. We'll just have to activate the meta drive right here.
What? Here on the planet's surface? But that breaks all the rules of the Spacefarers Guild.
And most of the laws of physics, too.
Well, in that case, let's go for it.
Activating meta drive now!
Saffron Star is a Quantum Fridge production, written, produced and directed by Bob Harris and Alan McFadgen, and brought to you by the Peak Performance Players, with Claire Fulton as Saffron Star, Al Reeve as Buzz Benee, and Laura Stewart as Allura, Vampire Queen of the Lost Nebula. This episode was recorded in St. Andrew's Fife, using the Quantum Fridge Mobile Studio. Yeah, sounds impressive, don't it? The theme music was provided by AJ Harris of Sunnybrae Studio, Lookers Fife, with vocals by Debbie Harris. The Saffron Star signature lizard skin handbag and shoes are now available from all good fashion outlets.